Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule. And there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and save up to 40% site-wide. Rules and restrictions may apply.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Let's get our man Mitch in here. Mitch been waiting two shows to get on.
Yeah, I ain't heard from him. I was thinking about Mitch yesterday. Like, I ain't heard from my guy in a couple days.
What's up, Mitch?
Hey. How's it going, D-Lo? Casey, how you guys doing?
Good, man. How you doing?
I'm pretty good. You know, Jim, Chapin, Blue Chapin. Now these wind's picking up. I guess I got to make it quick. So they really roast me. I hope we can keep Jake and Jonas next year. And I'm coming around with Devin Carter. If he's half as good as AI, we'll take it, right? Let him play. Let him start. What do we have to lose?
Well,
9 and 10, that's going to be a position, you know, probably one and done. And maybe, speaking of one and done, I know we have a lot of twos. Let's see what guys we can get from this tournament coming. I want to know what you think. And go Dodgers, eh? 2-0 already.
All right, settle down. That's all right. Fade him out. That's where we fade him out right there. Go Dodgers. Will you stop it, Mitch? Stop it. I can't believe I got to deal with this world champion Dodgers all year long. This is awful. But to his original point, did he say start Devin Carter?
He says start Devin Carter. Hold on. If he's 50% of Allen Iverson.
I didn't hear that.
He said AI. I'm assuming he meant Allen Iverson.
I'm going to be honest. I didn't understand the last few sentences. Did he bring up the tournament?
Yeah. He said, take a look at the tournament, which players you like. Yeah. We'd love to know who you guys like. And then Dodgers are 2-0, and then we cut him.
Yeah. I didn't hear what he said earlier. Did he say something about JFK?
Not JFK. He said he likes Jake and Jonas. He'd like to see them back.
I thought he said JFK.
I'm not going to say his name, Kenny, but his initials are JFK.
Facts, Howard Nat. I do speak Mitch, by the way. So
yeah, that's true.
You do.
Both of you.
Babe, yeah, like, I'm usually pretty good, but today it was tough today.
I mean, in the Mitch understanding power rankings, it's, you guys are 1 and 2, and I'm just like, I'm not sure, to be honest.
I think Jesse's 1. Jesse's 1. I'm 2.
All right.
So JFK Arabia.
Boy, poor Doug. Doug had wound up having a good. Doug was cranky yesterday. Doug was like, my head may look like a crystal ball, but I don't know if these guys are playing tomorrow or not.
Man, well, you saw poor Doug. He was going through it on the bench when Sabonis got hurt the other day. Remember that?
Oh, he was going through it last night.
What happened? What happened?
So he had two moments last night. One of them was, it was second half. It might have been the fourth quarter. Cleveland was awfully physical.
Mm.
And Doug called timeout, and Doug went straight for the officials. Yeah. And I think Malik, someone tried to pull him away, and Doug hit him with the, I got it. I'm good. He does the hand gesture like, I'm fine. Wasn't fine.
No. No, he
was not fine.
He said, I'm fine. I've got it. I'm fine. Fake Gucci comes over. Now, what the hell is going on down there?
That's exactly what he did. When you start pointing to the spot on the court that the infraction happened, you're not okay. And Doug,
he was almost at the spot.
Doug wasn't okay. Something, was it, there was like a bad foul call maybe that he tried to review and it didn't go their way. And he had, he turned around. And his hands went up to his face, and then they went down, and he's not facing the camera. He's like, he's facing our girl.
Yeah,
like,
Linnea. Shout out, Linnea.
And then he turns around, and you can see he's trying to straighten his face out, but he is
furious.
It
when they reviewed? It wasn't his review. I think it was when they reviewed if Devin Carter fouling Donovan on the three, and they tried to say it was a flagrant. And then that's when
maybe
it was that's when Sekakis didn't have the game on.
How do you not have video? That's your job. That's what you do.
It's the epitome of
how do you not have video? I've never seen that before in my life.
That is crazy.
It's the epitome of you have one job. Like one.
Literally, you are the replay center. Not the picture center or anything like that. You are the replay center.
That is the bare minimum. Worst case scenario. Turn your league pass on.
That's what I said. Hey, pull out your phone.
What are you doing?
Throw the replay on. Someone's going to have YouTube TV there.
What was the other thing that happened this year with them, with the Kings? Didn't they didn't have the right feed or something like that?
I think something like
something
that.
Something crazy happened.
I don't really buy into the whole, refs are against the Kings stuff that you see on Twitter. Yesterday when they're like, we don't have the video.
That's
like
crazy.
I was like, okay, like what's going on here? Like what's going on here? How do you not have the video?
In the replay center of the NBA.
Like me in middle school. Yeah, Mom, I don't have my report card. I don't know. I just don't have it.
Oh, I used to cut those things off. I used to intercept those things. When I had a bad 3 months, I got the mail. I got it. I got
it. Yeah, Mom, I'm the only kid in the whole school who didn't get a report card. Sorry.
And there was about two or three times that I cut those things off in a heartbeat. I get off
I
that
never
bus.
Never really got
and
bad grades. That wasn't. I did okay in school.
I was like a. And this is bad. My son is great. He's so much better than me. I was like a 2.3. Once I got to high school, like before that, I was okay. But once I got to high school, and I guess girls came around a little bit more, I was like a career 2.3 student. Awful.
Yeah, I picked it up sophomore year.
I never really picked it up. Stayed enough to be eligible. That was
I did good in high. I did good enough in high school to where I didn't do anything my whole senior year.
Oh yeah, you said you'd graduate. Well, you could have graduated in 3 years.
I could have. Like I was. I'm glad I didn't. I was hanging out doing radio for 2.5 hours a day, and still getting off early.
Damn.
Don't say nothing to me. I coasted.
Wait, what happened?
No, yeah, you missed that.
Yeah.
No, it's too late.
Oh, my God. The video wasn't on to the next. The video wasn't.
I missed it. We're on to the next.
I missed it. Sometimes,
you didn't have the video. Is that what's going on?
Hurry up offense.
I missed it. Hey, I was reading the chat. That's my fault.
It's the hurry up offense.
The whole chat.
Throw the challenge flag. You got one.
No. It's too late. I already ran the play. It's too late.
No, it's the Kings. It doesn't matter.
Too late. Well, that's true. That's true.
Pull up the YouTube TV feed.
Yeah.
Hey, sorry. We don't have the video of that one.
Jesse doesn't have the video.
Oh, man. But, yeah, I didn't see the second Doug moment. I saw the first one, though, when he was talking to fake Gucci.
Yeah, that one was funny. That one was funny because he hit you with the, I'm fine, I got it. And then exactly what you did. What was that? And I swear, when the coach points at the place on the floor the infraction happened, he is fuming.
Well, like the other funny thing about it is Doug is like trying to, what the hell was that over there? When he does this and fake Gucci goes, okay, are you going to let me explain? Or are you going to let me explain? I'm going to explain. And Doug goes.
Doug with his hands on his hips is funny.
I know we joke too. That ref really looks like Gucci.
No, he does. No, that's fake Gucci. He's famous now. He be making shirts and everything. Well, they don't say fake Gucci, but what was the shirt that he made?
I don't know. I call him Gucci 2.0.
Either one works.
That's better than fake Gucci.
Either one works. Mm. But he made it. He made.
Remember the bag Gucci made that said fake on it? Did you ever see that?
What happened?
Gucci made merchandise like Gucci.
Gucci. Yeah.
Like the
brand, not the rapper.
Yeah. And it said fake on it.
I didn't see that.
But it's real. It's a real thing, but it says fake on it.
I hadn't seen that. That's pretty clever.
The ref got all of them. The ref bought the whole collection.
That's like they make a, I don't have one, but I see ladies with them, and they always, I salute it. They said it's a purse, and it says you're fake like this Birkin. Like, they got a fake Birkin bag, and they're like, yeah, you're just as fake as this Birkin. I'm like, salute to that.
And it's a Birkin bag?
No, it's
not.
Oh,
it's not.
It's fake. It's a fake Birkin bag.
I got it.
And it says, you're as fake as this Birkin, this fake Birkin or something like that.
Salute.
Salute to them.
Salute.
There ain't nothing wrong with a UA. Ain't nothing wrong with a rep.
No, there's not. Back to Doug, not necessarily yelling at fake Gucci or any other officials for that. Oh, that's it's good. Thank you for Michael reminding me. There was actually a fake James Ham. I forgot it. It's a replica. It's a UA James Ham.
While we're talking Gucci James, Johnny Dewitt actually says that fake Gucci's name is actually James.
Wow. What do you know?
Huh.
I'll be damned.
I think, you know what? That's funny. I think Drape said it yesterday.
I think they always say it. And I never pay attention.
I was like, who's that?
Wait, is that who James Capers is?
Yeah, I think so.
I know the name.
I think so. That, now that you say it, that sounds like the, I think that's the name. James Capers.
No, that's a different official. That's an older gentleman. He is not.
Yeah, that's not fake.
He looks more like Dwayne Casey than
I know James Capers. I know Eric Lewis. Shout out.
Well, that's your
Scott Foster.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
And then, but see, I always had these names like, what's the guy that Courtney Kirkland?
Mm-hmm.
He used to hate De'Aaron Fox and Risse and that, the Kings.
James Williams.
Oh, I wouldn't.
I don't know what Ben Taylor's a ref, right?
Yeah, he's the bald white guy, I think.
Yeah, I don't think we like him. No, I don't know what he looks like, but we don't like him.
He's the one that was on the game the other day against Memphis. Yeah, we don't like him.
Bill Kennedy's cool. Yeah, Mondo.
Bill Kennedy. I like Bill Kennedy.
I love Kennedy's Bill Kennedy.
Cool, yeah. Remember when he hit him with the heel move?
However, is that what it was?
Yeah.
Did he say however?
He goes,
however.
He goes, there wasn't any contact on the play.
Mm-hmm.
And everybody, yay. However.
That's good. Now, that's a great heel move.
He does that all the games, too.
Got the pop and took it back. It's like he had a one-on-one with Vince McMahon. This is what you do, pal.
Also in the chat, throws in Zach Zarba. Zach Zarba just got a name. Was like, yeah, bad ref.
Yeah. Who is Zach Zarba?
Like, okay. That's just a name. It's like, oh, Zach Zarba's ref in the game today. We're cooked.
Yeah, Courtney Kirkland and Zach Zarba, not a fan of those guys. They're awful. And then the other lady, I don't know her name, but the one with the ponytail, I like her. One of the refs is from Sacramento, the black lady. I think they said she went to Valley High or something like that.
I think I knew that.
She's cool.
I think there's a concert taking place like 40 feet from us.
No, yeah, there is.
I don't really hear the concerts bleed over into the studio very often, but for some reason, I can really hear this one.
They're all like really focused like on it as well.
They are.
It's kind of weird because we're working.
Maybe we should ask them if it's 7 o'clock on the dot. I'm in my drop top cruising the street.
Well, I performed. I was the opener for this concert.
You
did mic checker?
I was performing. I got the video.
Okay. The video is Jonathan saying, can you go talk into that microphone so we can see how it sounds? Okay, here we go. Here's. Hey, big guy, you want to put that screen down? There's a logo behind it that doesn't suit our program.
Oh, never mind. God, hey, blurp that out.
We are okay. This is real life. The last.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to.
Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Hi, this is Debbie, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help you with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. And I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
Yeah, we can also send you samples, fast and free.
Wow, I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, no pressure, no hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Oh, okay, whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and save up to 40% site-wide. Rules and restrictions may apply.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Instacart is on a mission to have you not leave the couch this basketball season. Because between the pregame rituals and the postgame interviews, it can be difficult to find time for everything else. So let Instacart take care of your game day snacks or weekly restocks. And get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Because we hear it's bad luck to be hungry on game day. So download the Instacart app today and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three orders. Service fees apply for three orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants.
Want to grow your business fast? With TikTok ads, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
Episode of D'Lo and Casey. We are cooked. So cooked.
Blurb that out.
That was how to edit stuff out of YouTube.
Matter of fact, play about... 30 minutes of music right
you know
now.
What, so this I'm going to can the stream right now. We'll see you guys tomorrow.
Yeah. Well, we made it.
Look, when we
interestingly enough, this is hilarious. Our downfall is on episode 1139. We're not even going to make it to 1140. God damn it.
Hey, what are we going to do for 1140?
Not, well, clear. We just did it. We literally just did it. We'll come back. I hope.
Oh, man.
We really hope to return here with Jake Gaden, CBS 13. He's gearing up not only for a big day, but a big couple of weeks covering the NCAA tournament. We'll get his thoughts on the Kings and their recent winning ways here at home. All when D'Lo and KC return here. Cross your fingers on Sacramento Sports Leader ESPN 1320. We're back here, Jake. I do like this outfit. From Devin Carter.
Yeah. This one he getting wore, in like, his bag.
Yeah,
the rook is getting, well, aside from, we were disappointed opening night because he was in, like, not even, like, designer sweats. It just, like, he was in, it was like he woke up.
And right? For the record, I like the draft day outfit.
Oh, yeah.
I love the draft day outfit. Fire.
But I
saw it live. That thing looked clean. You didn't even see the shoes, okay? The shoes on him were like, Very good.
He looked really, really good.
It was fire. But I was with you, Dame, opening night where I was a little disappointed. I was like, man, come on, man. Like, all right, man. Yeah, I think he had slippers on, too. I was like, all right, man, come on, don't do that. But right after that, he started to do his thing. Like,
Overall, I don't think I'm a big fan of his style. But I don't like the double Louis bag. Look, we don't need that. You don't need that. No one needs that.
And I think you're right. I think those are Pharrell Louis boots.
Might be an endorsement. He's just pulling it all together.
Yeah, big ups Devin Carter.
But good for Devin. That's one of his better outfits of the year. We welcome in our man Jake Gaden from CBS 13. Love doing Sports Sunday with him most weekends here, and he's gearing up for CBS's biggest time of the year.
Why you wear that shirt though?
Well, we know why he wore the shirt.
Oh,
but no, it's fine. Let my man live with his little stupid little UConn T-shirt. It's his time of year. The NCAA tournament is underway, so we'll get to that and what your guys' coverage is going to look like. For that, but the last time we saw you, Sunday night, we were talking Kings basketball, little bit of doom, little bit of gloom. We knew what was ahead. It was this brutal 7-game homestand, Jake, and the Kings, they've started out 2-0 so far with that big win last night against Cleveland.
That win last night shocked me, quite honestly, because the game came at it like the feeling heading into the game last night was doom and destruction. If they lose this game, so be it. And how much are they going to lose by? And the way they started that game as well last night was ugly. Like, just not on the basis of like the missed shots, but the shot selection and how the offense truly wasn't flowing in that first quarter at all. Felt like it was a lot of isolation ball. I'm sitting here like, this is not what Kings basketball is. You know, it's free-flowing. It's fast-paced. The ball has electricity in it. Wasn't that to start the game? And then they started to cook a little bit. Malik Monk took off in that second quarter. Same thing with DeMar. But like the guy we were just talking about, like the energy man last night is like Devin Carter. Like usually that's a Jake LaRavia role, who was out last night as well. But Carter was just fantastic off the bench, was able to show off his range, but I just specifically loved his defense. He looked like Keon Ellis for a little bit, like the Keon we saw 2 years ago, that like you saw the glimpse of like, yeah, he can be a good defender. He does have natural instincts on where the ball is going to go. But, you know, the big thing last night is they do it without LaVine, who was seen post-game, by the way, in the locker room. And I think he's expected to play tonight. He's off the injury report. But to do it without him and to do it without Sabonis last night against the best team in the Eastern Conference with the best record in the NBA, like, how are they doing this? Like, what team's going to show up each night? Is it going to be the one that beat the Celtics and the Cavs this year? Or is it going to be the one that gets blown out by 20 by the Suns? That's the frustrating part right now.
Well, Jake, I would say, and I talked about this earlier, I would say what we saw last week from this team, what we saw in that Phoenix game, because I'm with Dame, the Knicks game is a little unfair to group in with that last week because there were circumstances to that. But what we saw last week, I think that's the outlier. I think that's the anomaly. I think what we've seen for this team for the last month and a half is what we saw in the last two games. And that doesn't always mean you're going to win, right? But I just ask people to do the exercise. How many times since Doug Christie has taken over as coach, now we're looking at like probably two and a half months, how many times have we seen games like Phoenix? Not often. We usually see games like we saw last night and on Monday. Like I said, doesn't have to be a win, but the commitment to competing has been there damn near since day one of the Doug Christie era. And I think that's who this team is. I think we can almost take it to the bank. That's who's going to show up. Doesn't mean they're going to win once again, but I think that's who they are. What you think?
I think so too. I think at the same point though, is like, you can't have these outliers though, when it comes to a 7-game series in the NBA playoffs, even if you're playing in the playing game, like, man, like you can't have two bad games in the playing game. Your season's done. So that's why it's like, that's the frustrating part of the consistency, is like, you want to know what team's going to show up based off of what the opponent is each night. You shouldn't have to get up on certain games and other games not. Like, you're right though, Casey, when I say, like, you know, when they play hard, when they play well, you can have a loss like Denver and say, okay, that's a loss I'm okay with, because they were in it and they barely lost it at the end, and so be it. All right. That was a really well fought game. But the effort, though, when you see like a Suns game, that's what's the question mark of, like, when are you going to get that ever? Or are these guys going to play hard like they did last night? That's where I kind of push back with you on that, because I think that's, you just don't know what team, like, what's going to make you guys know that they're going to show up this way each night. That's the question that I think everyone's asking right now.
Agree, but I'll push back a little bit on your pushback, because that was one game. Like, the Warriors just lost convincingly to a Nuggets team with nobody out there, but we still look at the Warriors as they're playing good basketball. Like, I think you're allowed one or two of those, because we're dealing with humans, not robots. You know what I mean? Like, it's going to happen. But out of the 37 games they've played under Doug Christie, you could count on one hand how many times they've showed up like that. And that's why I say that was the outlier.
You know, the great thing about it is they can do it again tonight against the Bulls, and then you can just be like, Jake, I don't know what I'm talking about here. I don't know. I think this homestand is key, guys. You know that. Like, if they don't figure out their stuff against the Bulls, and then, like, that Monday, Tuesday back-to-back next week is just – whoever came up with that is not a good person.
Devil.
It's a – yes, literally, straight up. Am I wrong on that? Am I wrong?
Not at all.
Jake did bring up an unfortunate truth, though. Kings are favored tonight.
Oh, no.
Yeah, the Kings are favored tonight. Chicago's
on the return of Kevin Huerter.
Chicago's,
get ready for Red Velvet. Or, Kevin, all right?
As Damian would say, who?
Well, no, I didn't say, no, that's not what happened. That's not what happened. No, right? No.
That's the game, you know, and that's what's going to happen.
That's not what happened. We were talking about something, and I don't recall what, but it wasn't related to Chicago. And then Kenny said, well, Red Velvet's here.
About the Red Rooster, Terry Taylor.
Oh, the Red Rooster. Yeah. That's what it was. And then Kenny says, well, Red Velvet is back tomorrow. I was like, who? Like, I don't get it. And then it's like, oh, Red Velvet, Chicago. You're talking about something else. I wasn't trying to.
But he is back. He's in the city right now, man. Kevin Huerter's back.
Hey, salute. Salute to Kevin Huerter.
Do they boo him or are?
No, there's no reason.
Conversation about
that man didn't
today,
do
guys.
Anything. There's no reason.
That's funny. We have not thought about that once.
He's going to get a smattering of applause for sure. And then he's just and I'm so sorry. I'm very sorry. He's going to get hit with a level of indifference, unless it's a tight game in the fourth quarter. And he just becomes a jerk.
Well, that's always on the table. Not for him, but just any NBA player. Like, yeah. they may have some things to say if they hit some shots.
Yeah.
In the tribute video, guys, how many angles of the Jazz game winner is shown?
He doesn't get a tribute video.
Oh, doesn't get one?
No, no. I don't even know if you put one on Instagram, on your stories.
No. You know, you can just put on the stories, hi, Kevin, walking into the, like, arena. Like, we would do that. Like, Kevin's our guy and all, but, like, yeah, we don't got to do all that. Wait, they were being honest. We're still paying off Kevin Huerter.
Well, this is true.
Get through this damn That's trade parameters with Atlanta.
It's a fact.
Kevin Herter's on his second team since leaving Atlanta, and we're still trying to figure out how to pay for it. It's like layaway that we couldn't afford. Man, but the point was, you got to follow this up with a, you got to, like, Chicago is an under 500 team, you know, playing or not. Chicago is an under 500 team. You got to, it's the only game on this whole homestand where you're like.
There's two.
What's the other one?
Portland.
That's the seventh game? Okay.
That's the final.
That's fine.
Last one.
Okay.
But to your point, this one in Portland are the ones that you were like, yo, you have to have.
If these. Those are the ones that people were saying they might go 2-5.
Right. You have to have these. Yeah.
I think, guys, if you look at it, I think LaVine gets up and does his thing tonight. Like, didn't play last night. I think this is a game that he carries the team on offense. I think the Valanciunas Vucevic matchup tonight. Yeah. I think that's a subtle undertone I'd watch tonight. Jonas didn't play a lot last night. They played a lot of small ball in that fourth quarter last night. Like, I like that matchup. I think that's going to be really, really interesting. It's also interesting because, like, when Domas guards Vucevic, it's a much different style than Jonas. Like, Jonas kind of does a little more bully ball than Domas because Domas is a little more finesse. But what does that affect on Vucevic? Like, how does that affect his style? I don't know. I think that's going to be a subtle tone. I'm also intrigued, you know, who does Keegan Murray get guard tonight? That's the other thing. That's going to be the best offensive player. Who do they value as the best offensive player other than Vucevic? Like, you know.
He's going to guard.
That's interesting.
He's going to guard. Right, and forgive me for forgetting my man's name. But how you say his name, Brett? Zakis? They saying he – In Chicago, they say he Cooper Flagg. He is a good ball player. Like, he can play. God. But, like, I remember Stacey King was like, yeah, y'all talking about tank for Cooper. We got Cooper right here.
Okay.
He can hoop, though.
Okay, Stacey.
He can hoop. I don't know what he's going to be, but he can hoop. He was in a dunk contest.
Okay.
All I know is this. If they can win again tonight, that's
big.
Yeah, absolutely.
It's big. Yeah. You're close. You're closer to that getting that 8 seed again than before. I hate to throw that in out there, but like, you know, that's still a possibility, people. Nah, as long don't outcount the team.
Until it's gone, it's there.
That man had 5 points last night.
Well, I got him on my prize picks.
Cooper Flagg had 5 points last. Your Cooper Flagg guy had 5 points.
He's not mine. I'm saying that's what they say.
Okay.
And I've seen him play. He can play.
Jake said something a second ago. Made me check the injury report. Zach LaVine's not on it. Yeah. He wasn't yesterday either.
True. Jake had the video, though, of Zach pulling up into the locker room.
Okay.
Shout out Jake, man. So what happened with that? He just kind of dapped people up and then walked out?
I'll be dead honest with you. I think he pulled up and said was good to Jay Crowder, said was good to Malik, and then dipped out for 30 seconds. And you can hear it in the video. He says, like, Malik's like, you good? And he's like, yeah, I'm good. So
that was today?
That was last night.
Oh, last night.
That's in the video last night. That was post-game last night.
Okay.
So he was there by the end of the game, which was what, like 10 o'clock? Like, it was really interesting. We got out mad early last night, so I think that was like 10 o'clock last night, about maybe 9:50. So –
I would say to play it, but I was listening to it, and when Zach walks in, and I think it might have been Crowder or somebody, Zach walks in, and somebody goes, hey, look who the bleep it is. So we can't play that on the show.
Shout out Jake's competitor on the other station. Matt had the video of like his video, not the NBC of Doug and Gucci. Oh, this is a great video because Doug is kind of partly blocked by the Brazilian blur.
Leandro Barbosa.
Leandro Barbosa.
Yeah.
So all you see is Gucci doing all of these hand motions, like almost like Doug. Please,
Doug. So you gonna let me talk? Doug goes, okay.
Doug, I'm telling you, please. Please.
Oh, man.
Jake, what do these next couple weeks look like for you guys?
Bro, it's best time of year. You know what it is. Mm-hmm. March Madness. The Madness starts today. It's awesome. You know, every game, happens today, we will show highlights, analysis. Coach Brian Katz is in the building. Can you believe, dude, this dude's been doing it 7 years. I got a photo from his wife this morning at 9 a.m. This dude locked in, all right? Like, I mean, like, Lululemon pants, hat, notebook, coffee. Like, Brian Katz is just ready to roll. I love this dude. He's the definition of March Madness. He'll help break down all the analysis and everything today. A couple great games. Hey, if you're not watching, Auburn is now up double digits over Alabama State. That was close in that first half. Yeah. You have other big games tonight. I think Gonzaga, Georgia. I'm looking at that UC San Diego, Michigan game. Yeah. A lot of upsets there.
Well, you can look at whatever.
It's
going to
be March Madness for the next, month and a half.
Don't get sensitive.
Yeah, no, Jake,
don't
you can look at whatever sensitive. You want. You can look at that game if you want to. I already know what's going to happen. All right, we handling business. Go Blue.
You
we
didn't handling go business. To Michigan. Why do you keep saying we?
That's my boys. What you talking about? We handling business.
I do wonder, though, guys. You guys fill out brackets?
Yes, sir.
Okay.
Forgot.
Now, you didn't fill out a women's bracket? Come on.
I don't – look, everybody knows who I'm picking to win on the women's side. Like, come on, man. I don't need to fill out a bracket to say Duke is going to win. It's the same team I've picked for the last 4 years.
Okay. Just remember the name Paige Beckers because she's going to be out here in a couple months at Golden State as number one pick. Guarantee on that, all right?
Well, they're not going to have the number one pick.
They're not going to have the number one pick.
They got, like, the fifth pick or something like that.
You're right. They do have the – dang it.
Yeah, they do not give expansion teams the number one pick.
No. I didn't know that.
No, they do not.
Isn't
give
it like Dallas?
It's normally.
Who has the number one pick or something?
Was it Dallas?
Atlanta.
It wasn't Atlanta. WNBA draft order. Where will Jake's little friend play this year? It is Dallas. You know it. Yeah, Dallas is number one. Seattle is number two. Or is L.A.? There was a trade.
Yeah, Seattle and Vegas. Or no, L.A.'s number two. No, L.A. was number two. They traded it to Seattle.
Yeah. Yeah, so there's been some movement. The Valkyries, they have pick number five.
Mm.
Okay. Yeah. What you thinking on the men's side? Like who you think?
Right now, I'm still big on St. John's. I think St. John's is a great pick. I like Duke and Cooper Flagg. I'm intrigued to see what he does tomorrow. It's tomorrow they play. There's a press release that got released earlier that he's good to go.
Wow. Good for everyone involved. One, I didn't think he would. Two, I actually didn't think he'd be capable.
Yeah.
That role was nasty. It's tough.
Maybe it scared him a little bit, you know, sure. At the moment. Maybe that was it.
And I don't know. His reaction looked like pain, not fear.
They did will him off, and then he was walking 10 minutes later.
No. So you're
we'll
saying
see,
he's
Aiden O'Connell? Florida State's up there. I don't know. Well, a lot of good other picks.
I got Florida winning it all, man.
Okay.
I got Florida versus Duke. I think Florida is them or Auburn. Auburn or Duke. I think those are the three best teams in
Auburn's losing the second round. I hate to tell you that. I have two brackets, though.
Auburn's not getting out of the second round, you said?
Yeah.
Hmm.
Watch Creighton.
I don't hate that thought.
I was
a little surprised by Auburn being the number one team in the country. The number one overall seed, meaning. I was surprised
by that. They've been
playing well. I'm not Seth Greenberg over here, but
D'Lo Greenberg.
Yeah, it was like, oh, for real, Auburn. Okay,
they were the best team all year. I like Tennessee too.
Yes.
I like Tennessee, so I think they're in the same bracket as Houston, who I like as well. But I got Houston. I'm probably going to be wrong in some respect because I got all four number ones going. That never happens. So
no. So when Houston,
I probably should have went Tennessee Houston over Houston. To? Huh?
Who do you have Houston losing to?
I don't. I got them going in the Final Four. They lose to Duke in the Final Four.
Okay.
So I probably, thinking about it now, I probably should have put Tennessee in that bracket. I think Tennessee is really good. But I think it's going to be a good tournament, man. I think it's going to be really good.
There's going to be some upsets, I'll tell you that much. And you'll have all the action on CBS 13.
It ain't happening.
And then I'll
just give
shout outs to my Huskies throughout the whole entire show. That's a great thing.
Look, right? So shout out to your Huskies. Do you talk about your little goofball head coach or no?
No. He's not a goofball. He's the highest paid state employee in the state of Connecticut.
Oh, I mean, you can make a lot of money and still be a goofball.
He's a great goofball. I love him. He's great.
As your boy used to say, get some facts and then come talk to me. Calhoun, get some facts and then come talk to me.
He's the best coach in the country, as he told that referee.
He
did tell him that.
This guy. Yo, this guy.
I don't even know how mad at him I am for that.
You can't be, all right? That's the best part, all right? That's what makes Dan Hurley Dan Hurley, straight up.
I wanted to pick Oklahoma to beat him, but I don't think that's going to happen. Mm. I like Oklahoma. I like Friars, man. He's a bad boy. He's a bad boy. That young boy can go.
So speaking of friends of the program, the little Fox 40 Sean Cunningham, I have an open bet with UConn and Oklahoma in that first round.
Does
so.
He just oh. not like UConn, or does he believe in Oklahoma?
He believes in Oklahoma. I said, all right, well, let's rock with it, my guy.
That's going to be a good game.
Sean's a Tar Heel, right? He's a North Carolina guy, No, he's a Duke guy.
He's a Duke guy.
Yeah, he's a Duke guy. He's not a North Carolina. He probably like is going to hit me with something for saying that. Sorry, Sean. He's a Duke guy.
I like Duke.
Duke's going to be good. UNC also played well.
I got them beating Ole Miss.
I really thought that was a stupid conversation.
Do you think so?
It's North Carolina. One, it's not like you had to stretch that far to get them into the tournament.
Right.
Like, I thought the explanation that the committee provided was perfectly plausible. But this whole, oh, no, the bracket said this, the bracketology, and all of these people said this. Cool. You're not in charge. Here's what they decided. And North Carolina had an opportunity. By the way, they
beat the
won. Yeah. Like,
San Diego State.
Okay, so I think everybody did fine.
Well, that's why they quieted the crowd. It shut everything down. No one's going to talk about it.
Silly, man.
I got him winning. I got him beating Ole Miss in the first round.
Same with me?
Ole Miss a good same team, but I think...
I like Xavier. I told our boy Tone, Xavier over Illinois.
He
said, I'm not friends with you until after that game. Love Big Tone, though. Big Tone's the best.
He is.
The sad part is I still have the bracket pulled up that I meant to fill out last night.
Come on.
No, I still, it's right here. I was like, I got to pull up a bracket. It was like, what's CBS Sports? Oh, it's right there. Literally right there. Just didn't fill it out. You said your bracket's messed up. What happened?
Me?
Yeah.
Oh, I had a High Point winning.
Oh, okay. Come on, man.
Purdue was going to handle that one. Although,
I look at the three-point percentage. High Point had a good three-point percentage. They just got out-rebounded by Purdue. They bullied ball to that.
Jake, who was it last year that I came on and said they were making the Sweet 16 and they lost by like 40?
McNeese State, buddy. All right?
They lost by 40 in the first game.
Yeah, I look, actually, funny you mentioned that. That literally came up on my memories on my memory thing yesterday. I said, that's Kenny with a bad take right there.
I said, mark it down. Right. They're going to beat Kansas and Gonzaga. McNeese State in the Sweet 16 got blasted in the first game.
They get bounced in the first round by like 15. And
they're up
like,
by 16 right now over Clemson, though.
Mm. Oh, my goodness.
Second half.
Are you on tonight?
No, I'm not on until next Thursday.
Kenny's making a fun special appearance next Thursday. We're gonna bring him in off the bench, six man role. It's gonna be fantastic. You know, Kenny, you know, I do have something up my sleeve with this. Can I tease the viewers?
Absolutely.
All right. I there's some video that was moving around Instagram of KC pulling up in the local YMCA. We'll have some good breakdowns of what we're working on and how the game tape's looking.
I got you. I'll be ready for whatever. I got you.
Are you tuning in for that game?
I'm tuning in for that.
I'm ready for whatever, man. Ready for whatever.
Will Coach Katz be there too?
No, Coach Katz is going to break down the breakdown.
Okay. That's all I need. That's all I need.
Break down the breakdown.
That's all I need.
Hey, can I have a quick special appearance? We're going to pull Davante Adams, Aaron Rodgers real quick.
What? Oh, wait, what?
What's up, B?
What up, big dog?
Brendan Benitez, man. So you guys are there. You guys are there like all night, huh? You guys are there for what? You guys got a long day today. You guys got a long couple weeks.
But this is so much fun.
I got the cold brew going for the next to get me going. For the next
there you go.
Hours.
There we go.
There you go. Okay.
Yes, sir.
Best day of the year, dude. Come on. Now,
oh no, it's right? a good day. Basketball. No, we got four games on in front of us. Yeah, man, this is
this will never die.
It's a great day.
As long as they no, like this, so. Will never die.
Like, and like the argument on should we have more teams? Here's what I say: don't make this ridiculous, but at the same time, like, tell me when this gets old. Like, there ain't blowouts. All right, every game's good. No. All right,
you could do this on Tuesday and it'd be okay. Like, you know what I mean? Like, if you want to add more teams, like put a day like this on Tuesday where in West Coast it's 9 a.m. to 11. And you could add eight more teams and do that. Like, it'd be great. It'd be okay.
Fun fact, this is the PTO for most Americans. Most Americans put in these 2 days to watch them Thursday and Friday.
Yes, indeed. Sick I used to do that.
Yeah. Jake, we appreciate you. Go anybody but UConn.
Boomer Sooner.
I'm literally the ultimate hater. I will root for whoever UConn is playing on a game-to-game basis. I will root for – not even so much that I dislike UConn that much. I really don't. I just hate that they won and you got to gloat, so I have to root against them.
Back-to-back, too. He got the shirt back-to-back. Oh, man.
UConn, UConn, UConn.
He gave the chance.
Love you so much, okay?
Love you, buddy. Thanks, Jake.
Take care, man.
Between his goddamn UConn chant and you and Dr. Flo singing the Michigan fight song, I'm gonna go vomit in front of whoever these artists are out here playing the drums.
Have your man Reggie pull up on us. I tell Reggie all the time. Reggie's like, man, I'm about to call you the other day. You was talking crazy.
Man, Reggie don't never call.
Reggie pull up.
Reggie been saying he gonna call my show for 20 years. Ain't never once called. Reggie used to keep my ass safe out of sidelines. This man ain't never called. We'll come back, man. We'll shift our attention back to the Kings. It really is fun having these games on, though, as the tournament it is underway. It is a
damn. I need a good one soon, though.
Well. I don't mind having bad ones while the game's going on because we know We're easily distracted.
Well,
D'Lo and KC, we're essentially toddlers. Like, we can't keep our attention that long. Yeah, like, if there's a close game, you could best believe whatever we're talking about is going to stop, and we're going to focus on the game. But we'll shift our attention back to the NBA. We'll shift it back to the Kings. Will Z's going to join us at the top of the hour. And I want to say I told you so. I think I can. Mm. I feel comfortable in saying I told you so, and I will. And D'Lo and KC return here on Sacramento Sports Leader ESPN 1320.
I wonder
if we get WCW to join the show as a voice change.
That's what I was going to say.
We're going to do the Joe Davidson voice change.
I wonder if we hit up their program director. I've never met him before. They speak highly of him and do like the talent swap.
Yeah.
Where it's like, look, D'Lo and KC, they'll appear on Carmichael Dave's show one time.
This is like trying to get Sting to do Lex Luger's Hall of Fame speech.
Right. Exactly. But I want Jason Ross and Chris Verlade on our show tomorrow. Just a quick little talent swap.
Hey, that would be crazy.
Chris, if you're listening, like, can we do that? Do you think your guy would do this?
Oh, man. That would be crazy. That's like you said, the wrestling analogy. But did you see the clip when, I think I've talked about it on here, when Uncle Phil was on Family Matters?
Yeah. See, I told you. What'd he say? See, I told you he looks like the uncle on Fresh Prince.
Yeah.
And then James Avery comes walking in.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's great.
I'm just D'Lo walking into this to the 11 studios.
It is funny. This is like the one time Chris isn't listening, so he's not hearing any of this. He would have texted us by now. Maybe we.
Some funny stuff.
Jason Ross just pulling up. I don't understand why we can't have Jason on the show.
I don't either. He's
on the station.
Sacramento State's Jason Ross.
He's on the station.
Simple as that. Oh, by the way, that reminds me. Did you fill out the survey for Sac State's new stadium?
I did not.
They want to hear from us.
D'Lo and KC?
Well,
or all of us?
All of us. Well, no, let's just say D'Lo and KC.
Okay.
Because that sounds better.
Yeah, it's terrible that it took you that long to compute that. But no, it's fine.
Yeah. I didn't. I got one question for you.
Okay.
So let me ask the question of what you would want.
Okay.
What matters most to you? Give me the top two. A multi-use design, variety of seating options. I think this might be you. Premium climate control lounge spaces.
Ooh, with wine and popcorn.
Okay.
What? I'm trying to help you out. What?
Social spaces.
This is a football stadium we're talking about, yeah?
Yes.
Okay.
Views of the field from the concourse.
I like that.
Modern restrooms.
Hey, modern restrooms, please.
Can someone...
What's the two most important things?
What's a modern restroom?
Not what they have now.
Yeah, they got porta potties.
Yeah. You go into the little industrial.
Sac State doesn't have a porta potty.
Hey.
Sac State has a bathroom underneath the stands.
It's like a storage container with a toilet in it.
I think I've only gone to the I've never used the bathroom at Sac State.
It's like a portable bathroom. It's not a porta potty, but it's like literally like
it's not a bathroom.
I don't think this is true.
It's not a modern bathroom. Yeah. We'll say that.
Okay.
At least when I went.
Okay, since we can't determine what that means, let's just sign up for that.
Yeah, modern bathroom up there.
Let's sign up for the modern bathroom.
I don't need to use the bathroom at the game. I've gone this long.
Steven says, what do we need, a bidet? What? What is this? Heated toilet seats?
I want social spaces. I'm going to give you three. Social spaces, variety seating options, and the premium climate control lounge space.
Okay, wait a minute.
Those are the three most important
things. Kenny, what is a social space?
It's like it's like what they have now, where we watch
like the games. Like the Sky River. Okay, I want that.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Wouldn't hurt if it had like a real roof on it.
Well, we'll see. Okay, this don't have a roof. So you're out there.
The
so
socials, the new social space don't have a roof?
No.
So it's literally the tent.
Look, I'm a...
Wherever they have those sliders, wine, and popcorn, is I need that. So if that's a social space, I need that.
That's what I said.
That's, yeah. But you said it differently. Y'all be sleeping on wine and popcorn. That's fine. Y'all can make fun of me.
I mean, hey, man.
Little cab.
Hove said it best.
What was the...
Hove said it best. I ain't gonna repeat it, but what you eat don't make me.
Okay. I don't think that's what Hove meant when he said that, but I hear you.
Well, essentially... Essentially, that's what he meant. But yeah, you know. So, but no, yeah,
I'm trying to give a wine recommendation, but I can't remember.
Look, I just put in the group. So maybe the visuals will help you. This is what was on there, and they just rank them right. So, like I said, mine are the social spaces, variety of seating options, and premium climate control lounge spaces. Give me that at the new Hornet Field.
Okay. Variety of seating options, I don't know what the... Well, we're going to have a concert there?
Maybe.
Premium climate-controlled lounge spaces. I don't hate that. I do like the ideas of views of the field from the concourse. That's Golden One Center vibes.
That
one in there. I like
that's
that.
A good look. That's a good look.
I like that.
We don't need to run into...
I mean, variety of seating options sounds nice.
Yeah, right. We don't need this to be the Chase Center.
Group spaces is kind of underrated, too.
What is that, like suites?
Kind of, yeah. You know,
I like the social spaces and the...
The social spaces.
The lounge spaces. I like that.
Like, expand and make what they already have greater. Because I like that. I love going to the games and getting over there in the end zone. I think that's the Sky River end zone.
This is a serious question. Yeah. Are the Republic still getting a stadium? Or?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. We got people in there getting it done.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, because I saw the multi-use design here for Sac State, but the Republic's got theirs then. I don't think you need multi-use.
No, just build a dope-ass football stadium.
Yeah, exactly.
Let's do that. I mean, track and stuff has to happen there, too, I'm sure.
Well, track's getting a new thing. They're taking the track out.
Oh, they're getting a new one, too.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
They're taking the track out of Hornet Field.
Okay.
So, with that, it'll be more like the picture with the variety of seating options, closer to the field and everything.
By the way, for all you haters, I had a red wine called Chaos Theory last night.
Ooh.
Brown Estate Chaos Theory. Fire.
La D'Lo.
Fire. No popcorn yesterday, but that Chaos
What's it called? Chaos?
Chaos Theory.
Chaos Theory. La D'Lo.
It's fire. You guys that's my new wine. Bag. Yeah, that's my new
wine
bag.
Wine and popcorn isn't bad. It's just I can't get me some wine and popcorn and sit in the nosebleeds. That's all it is.
No, you could get you some wine and popcorn and be in the Sky River.
That's what I'm saying.
Touchdown.
That's where you get it.
You coming to the games with us next year?
You realize this show is brought to you by Sky River Casino.
I know, I'm just saying.
Well, it was until about an hour ago.
Yeah. Are we even on the air right now?
Yeah. When old Kenny just had to show us his video.
I'll go to the games.
All right, we'll pull up.
Yeah, pull up, man. Come on, man.
I'm going. I seriously might be at every home game this year. I'm going to see Coach.
Oh, for sure. For sure. That's man.
Okay. I got a cowboy hat, too. I'll just wear
be clear. That's probably a bit of a stretch. I won't be at every game, but I'm going to be at a lot of games.
We all showing up in our cowboy hats or what?
I think we should do it. Okay. Hats. I don't know if we need to call them cowboy hats.
That's what
we'll
they are.
Show
no?
up in hats.
I'm going to be wearing the cowboy
hats. Yeah, that's what they are.
Coach be wearing the cowboy hats. I'm wearing the cowboy hats. Like, he don't wear a fedora, like a...
It's not a fedora. I know. It's not a fedora.
Yeah, I'm rocking the... Yeah. That's the vibe out here now. That's what he's created. So that's what we do. We go to the game in our cowboy hats.
It'll be like a thing for Sac State. All the fans show up in cowboy hats.
We could go to your Kenny's spot in Folsom and get the... We can get special Sac State cowboy with the... We can get, like, the green wrap around it or something. Maybe a little green feather
or
something.
How you talking?
I saw the website.
Yeah. So we'll be at the Mercyhurst game. That's the home opener. Central Arkansas the next week. They got three straight home games. You going three straight games?
I'll go to three straight games.
Okay. Just checking.
Wait, well, as long as it don't rain that day.
It's in September. We're
okay. We got our hats.
True.
Well, the kind of hat I'm looking for, I don't know if I want it to get wet.
The Causeway's in Davis. We going to go to Davis? Represent?
I'll go to Davis.
Do they have a Sky River touchdown zone?
I don't think so.
Okay.
No, we're sitting in the student
section. Do they have wine, popcorn, and sliders?
I don't think so.
I don't think so.
We might be able to get a field pass. We'd be like Michael
Irvin. Why are you so obsessed with the field? I don't like being on the field at a football game.
No, that's fire.
I do not like that.
That is fire.
Yo, how long were we down there? It was like last year or the year before.
The year before, we were down there a long time.
It is too violent. I do not want to hear them brothers hitting each other like that.
A field pass was fire. Oh, that were, oh.
We're going to get Dame kicking a field goal at halftime this year?
No, we're not. Why would we do that?
Why not? I like that.
No, we're not.
Both 25 yarder. 25
yarder.
I'm not kicking it. No.
And now introducing Damian Bowling.
Well, truth be told, anything would be better than what they have us do when we try to do commentary on the game.
We almost got ran over a couple.
We've almost got run over twice, but what was even tougher is it would be like this. Yeah, Sac State up 24-25. What a great end to the first half. And then like seconds later, Sac State up 25.
They had you guys with the Lou Gehrig speakers.
Oh, it was brutal. It's like, okay. And you're sitting there just the whole time like, tune it out, tune it out, tune it out. Just ignore hearing yourself talk back. And you wonder why, how come no one's reacting to us? It's because they actually haven't heard what you've said yet.
So help me with this, because I don't really know how that goes. Like Mary J. Blige, the things they have in their ears, it's to block that out?
No, the things they have in her ears is to hear her and the music.
So if those aren't in there, she can't really hear the music?
You can hear the music from the band.
Gotcha.
Not from the control.
She wants to hear it from the control.
She wants to hear it from the control. Mm. And then she could hear herself back.
Gotcha. I never knew why that was an issue.
And they're separate channels. So that's why I think Mary was like, can you turn me up a little bit? She's saying turn me, my vocals up a little bit.
So when that's off, is it just like distracting? Or because like is the band and... In the mic, is it a little different?
If it's not the exact way you want it, if your voice is too high and the music is too low, you can overpower, like it's going in your ear. That's all you hear. You can't hear the blend of the two. Or if the music is too loud and your voice isn't loud enough, you don't know if you're singing loud enough or if you're being drowned out by, Bobby the drummer.
Gotcha. I know Bobby the drummer.
That's why I shouted him out.
You know Bobby the drummer?
Bobby? Yeah, I know Bobby. You know,
Bobby did, I forgot who he did work with, but Bobby the drummer he did some work with some people out here.
Yeah, I think Bobby that did the work, I know.
Everyone knows the drummer.
I think if I found out what his last name, I think you know who Bobby is. I'm going to find out.
I feel like we've spent way too much time talking about Bobby, to be honest with you.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and save up to 40% site-wide. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.